about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I hope all of you had a phenomenal weekend. Here we are to a great start to our week. I want to give a shout out to our newest affiliate, WSDR, in Sterling, Illinois. Be nice to them. Yeah, I know. It's like the new kid in class. You could be nice. All right. We got some new listeners from Sterling, Illinois. Please be on your best behavior. Act like the show is good, okay? Because we don't want them to leave. Thank you all for tuning in. All right, so big news today is Pope Benedict the, oh, please forgive me, 16th, right? Yeah, okay, great. To become the first pope in 600 years to resign, he announced today, due to failing health, he is going to be the first pope in centuries to actually resign. He's 85 years old. And he said, my strengths due to an advanced age are no longer suited to an adequate exercise of the Petrine ministry. All right. Now, the Pope, phenomenal man and the position. I mean, could you imagine the stress? And for him to be 85 still doing his job, it just blows your mind. Now, rumor has it that they think it's a congestive heart failure. From what we understand, the Pope had a couple hospitalizations. We remember that. We believe he had a stroke, I think, in 2005. He has arthritis in the knees, the hips, ankles. The stroke that he had, the type of stroke was a less common one, a hemorrhagic stroke, where you have a bleed to the brain, as opposed to the most common type of stroke is a thromboembolic stroke, where you have a blood clot. And the hemorrhagic stroke, from what I understand, left him with some vision deficits. I believe his brother had told a German news agency that he had been considered resigning for several months. And now there's been question that he possibly had congestive heart failure. Now, many of you ask me about congestive heart failure. I'm not saying the Pope has it. But what is congestive heart failure? Now, congestive heart failure, it sounds worse than it is, but it's actually a true name. It's where the heart fails. Now, what is the purpose of the heart? Well, the purpose of the heart is to be a pump. Now, many times the pump won't work as well. And so if you don't pump the blood throughout the body, you'll start to get a little backflow, back pressure, and you could get a little bit of swelling in the legs, you could get some fluid in the lungs, or you could get a lot of swelling in the legs or a lot of fluid in the lungs. And so when the pump starts to fail, it's called basically congestive heart failure, and then the congestion that you get from the fluid overload. Now, many people, though, can walk around and be alive. So I get questions all the time. They go, I don't get it. How do you die from a heart attack, but you stay alive from congestive heart failure? See, we look at failure as an absolute. Okay, the battery failed, meaning it doesn't work, or somebody's a failure. We look at failure as an absolute, whereas you can have congestive heart failure, have a pump that is failing, and still be alive and well. We just have to diurese you and put you on diuretics to get rid of the extra fluid. We need to help your heart the best way we can with its lack of contractility, and as well as try to figure out what's been putting you into heart failure. There's a variety of different things that can do that. But when you do have heart failure, you do have a lack of the pumping ability, and you end up having back pressure or back flow. And it's pretty frightening for some. Signs would be shortness of breath. You could have chest pain. You could have fatigue, dizziness, just like same symptoms as having a heart attack. And we've talked about heart attack symptoms on the show a lot. Very, very similar. So a heart attack, you would think, okay, well, you know, there's an attack on the heart. You know, many countries have gotten attacked in previous centuries and decades, and they all live to talk about it. Well, it all depends on how bad the heart attack is. A heart attack, the proper name is myocardial ischemia, where there's a lack of blood flow to the heart muscle. Now, lack of blood flow to the heart muscle could either kill you instantaneously if the heart won't pump, or if you still are able to function and the heart pump, you could live long enough till they thrombolytic you and are able to diminish the clot and slow down the heart, relax the blood vessels so enough blood goes to the heart, and they could actually save you from some heart attacks. Unfortunately, my father, it was a massive heart attack, dropped dead instantaneously. There's nothing the paramedics or the hospital could do. But for other people, they're lucky enough, thank God, where they could restore, doctors could restore blood flow, you know, either with stents to keep those arteries open so they don't clot up and occlude, or through bypass surgery where they just put new vessels in there. So that's how some people could live through a heart attack and how some people could live through congestive heart failure. Many people are in congestive heart failure because of heart attacks. You know, after how many, let's say, incidences of ischemia with lack of blood flow going to the muscle, you know, how effective can that heart pump be later, right? So the electricity sometimes has to find another route. The blood flow sometimes has to find another route. You know, you want your muscle working in tip-top shape. And so sometimes a lack of that ability of your muscle to contract could lead you to heart failure as well, even though that was from a heart attack. So you guys kind of get how it's all related. You know, how's marriage and the mother-in-law related? I'm sure it's in there somewhere too. So again, you know, going back to the Pope, you know, many people today in the media were kind of shocked that he would resign. Don't most popes just keep their office and keep their position and continue? I think he's an amazing man. I always have. And for Pope Benedict XVI to be able to be honest to the people about his conditions, I think it's phenomenal, because he probably could have stayed in his position for a long time. So we'll give you more scoop as we get it. All right, we got a lot to talk about today. Apparently, the Navy SEAL, who was apparently the one who shot Osama bin Laden, is out of health insurance. He's now uninsured. Okay? And I guess California right now is trying to figure out how to scramble to find people who could prescribe, since they have too little a pool of doctors to carry out Obamacare. So now they're going to try to fill in the gap with physician assistants, nurse practitioners, trying to set them up independently. How do you guys feel about a non-doctor taking over health care? I'd love to hear what you have to think. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschammel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Valentine's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen gorgeous red roses, plus a free glass vase, a free teddy bear, and a free box of chocolates for just $39.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 9696. But hurry, Valentine's Day is this Thursday, and this incredible deal expires Wednesday. Most roses will be sold out by Valentine's Day, so order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings and guaranteed Valentine's delivery. One dozen stunning red roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase, free teddy bear, and free chocolates, all for only $39.99. But hurry, because it could be nearly impossible to find roses on Valentine's Day. And this incredible last-minute deal expires Wednesday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 9696. That's secret code 9696.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Big thanks to XM Satellite for broadcasting the show. Big thanks to Talk Superstation for also being such a loyal affiliate, as well as so many other affiliates out there. Thank you guys so much. All right, we're going to be talking about a very, very touchy subject. And the reason why this is such a touchy subject is because I have employed, and I do employ, physician assistants and nurse practitioners. So we are now diving into the subject, and we knew this was going to come before Obamacare. We knew it was going to come, of whether physician assistants, nurse practitioners, optometrists, and pharmacists are educated enough and trained enough to basically take over your physician's duties and become your medical provider and to become basically your physician. Are they qualified? And the reason why the subject is coming up is because many states do not have enough doctors to implement Obamacare. We knew this was coming. At the latest Nevada Academy of Family Practitioners conference that I spoke at, they were discussing how in the Nevada legislature that there was going to be some legislation on possibly allowing nurse practitioners to practice independently, maybe physician assistants to practice independently, so that there would be more people out there to give care. In California, from what I understand, lawmakers want to fill the gap, according to the LA Times, of allowing pharmacists, optometrists to act as primary care providers, diagnosing and managing chronic illnesses like diabetes, high blood pressure, etc. State Senator Ed Hernandez, Democrat from West Covina, says we are going to be mandating that every single person in the state has insurance. He is the chairman of the state health committee and leader of the effort to expand professional boundaries. What good is it if they are going to have health insurance or a health insurance card, but no access to doctors? Apparently, his proposed changes, which could dramatically, they say, shake up the medical establishment of California and possibly set off turf wars with physicians. Doctors say giving non-physicians more authority and autonomy could jeopardize patient safety. It could also drive up costs because those workers who have less medical training and education may tend to order more tests or prescribe more antibiotics. All right, not to mention lawsuits, etc. Now, like I said, this is a very, very tricky subject, and of course I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, because I do, I employ physician assistants, but what has made my physician assistants so phenomenal is they took the time, they took the care, and they worked with me. They used my experience and my years of training and merged it with their experience and their years of training, and we have been able to give some phenomenal care. Yes, I oversee every single note and every single patient chart. I do, because being Monday morning quarterback, it's so easy to see, oh, you know what, you might have wanted to run a prolactin level on this one. You might have wanted to add a parathyroid hormone, etc. Okay? You know, when you go to medical school, and we've talked about the years that it took to go to medical school, right? You know, first of all, you have to graduate high school, so that's 4 years. Then you go to undergrad, which I was able to do in 4 years, including summer school, including working 2-3 jobs. All right? And then I made it into medical school. Medical school is 4 years. 2 years of book work and classroom work, but you start getting some patient hands-on. Year 3 and 4 of medical school, you're already in the wards. You're already doing call. We were doing 36-hour shifts. We had to take a variety of courses, whether it was internal medicine, gynecology, pediatrics, geriatrics, sports medicine, orthopedics, surgery, etc. Okay, then you finish medical school, great, but now you got to do a residency. And most residencies at minimum are 3 years. So I chose to go into family medicine. Even though I was able to get my license in Arizona after 1 year and I started working in an ER, I still chose to do a 3-year residency in family medicine before I opened up my practice in Nevada. But I got to tell you, working as an ER physician, why? While I was in residency, almost equated the amount of experience I was able to pick up. There's something different about your license being on the line than when you're following around another doctor. And I got to tell you, what I learned and I saw in that emergency room, even though it was a small town in Lake Havasu, Arizona, boy, did I learn a lot. And that experience there, as well as I worked in Bullhead City, I think has helped save a lot of my future patients' lives. Now, what type of education do nurse practitioners and physician assistants have? They have a lot. You know, nowadays, they are required to go to college. Years ago, they didn't have to. I think about 10, 15 years ago, most schools mandated you had to have a college degree. But until then, you didn't. I believe you only needed an associate's degree. Some of them did not have to go to college. And so some of your older physician assistants probably didn't have college before they went to PA school, and PA school was a couple years. But then again, I mean, look at all the experience they've racked up. So it really hasn't been much of an issue. Then physician assistants and nurse practitioners, after their 4 years of training, they go to a 2- or 3-year program. So they still get a lot of education, not as much as a doctor, physician, but they still get a lot of education. But what type of experience do they get? All right. Remember the statement I just said a couple minutes ago, if you were paying attention. There's something about having your license on the line that changes things. So when I was a student following somebody around, or when I was a resident, knowing there was always a superior officer, that things, you know, when poop ran downhill, poop would run uphill. Okay, poop would run uphill in the hospital, so I knew I would always be covered. Completely different way of learning my medicine than when I was on my own in the emergency room. Yes, there was always another doctor there, but we would split up the emergency room. And thank God we didn't lose a patient. Lose a patient that wasn't already dead on arrival. And there's just something about your neck being on the line. Well, many physicians, assistants, and nurse practitioners, their neck isn't on the line as much as the doctor, because the doctor will usually get sued if the physician assistant or nurse practitioner messes up. Mind you, the nurse practitioner and physician assistant could still be sued, mind you, but there's just something a little different with you being where the buck stops here. And I have noticed that type of indirect subconscious thinking with a lot of the mid-levels. Now, that's not to say they can't be trained, but where do you get that art? Where do you get that hunch? If nurse practitioners and PAs are being trained to collaborate with your physician, practice the way they do, when do they get to use heart? Remember, medicine is an art. You need to just stop and go, You know, we had a patient over the weekend that had come into the office. I had seen the patient after my show, and she just wanted a refill of her asthma medications. And remember I told you there was a case where I had a patient who just wanted to come in for a refill of her asthma medications. And rather than, like many people would probably give the mid-level or possibly the pharmacist, that the pharmacist starts to prescribe, oh, they just need a refill of the medicine. Can you handle this one? It's a quickie. Well, I didn't think it was a quickie. I never think any patient is a quickie. I don't care how chronic the disease is. I don't care how easy it looks, a cough and cold. You always consider every patient the same. That's what you learn in medical school. So the original patient I saw a couple years ago, her asthma didn't really seem to strike me as being that much off. So I tested her spirometry. It looked fine. Then I'm like, what's going on here? It's my asthma. I go, stop saying asthma. Why do you think it's your asthma? Well, I'm having shortness of breath. Well, now you have a whole different patient in front of you. Rather than an asthmatic, you have a patient with shortness of breath. So I ran an EKG to check her heart, and it looked funny. I did a chest x-ray. Heart looked funny on the x-ray. She had a tumor. It ends up in her heart, an atrial myxoma. Meanwhile, all these years, people had been just giving her asthma medicine. This is why you need a provider, whether it be an optometrist, pharmacist, nurse practitioner, PA, who will stop and go against the grain and go, what are you talking about? So then this weekend, same thing. Patient comes in for asthma medicine. Something didn't seem right. To me, it seemed more than asthma. She was young, really young lady, only in her late 20s, early 30s. Again, she looked like she was actually, after we did an EKG, she had ST depression in her inferior leads, looking like a heart attack. We sent her to the hospital, and sure enough, the hospital admitted her. Yet she came in for the quick medicine refill. My question to California, and my question to you all, is which patient is the quote-unquote easy patient that all they need is a medicine refill that you could send to a non-physician? How do you know? How do you know that the person in front of you isn't about to go into a collapse or a coma? How do you know? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Or are you guys out there, whether you live in Colorado or Denver, Alabama, etc., finding such a doctor shortage that you just want access to anybody? And us doctors should get off our soapbox and allow you to have access to anybody who could see you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, call in now.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. It's my way to get you guys up to date on any medical updates or any news stories as we get them. I'm usually always connected to the computer, even when I'm at my office, even when I'm yelling at the kids or at their swim practice, so I can get you guys medical news or any news that comes your way. So please make sure you sign up for updates on The Dr. Dahlia Show or on Twitter. I don't like sending email blasts. Everybody keeps telling me, Dr. Dahlia, you know, radio hosts should be doing that, sending out email blasts. I don't know if you guys like those things. I've never had anybody, you know, beg for one. But I do know that the little bulleted, you know, tweets and blurbs that we do on Facebook and Twitter seem to give you the information that you need. You know, if you guys think I should eventually do an email blast and give you guys health tips, etc., I could do that. It's just most people, they get too much spam. Email is already cluttered. cluttered, just like Facebook is getting cluttered and Twitter is getting cluttered. Sometimes you could just get too much information. I am, though, on the Truckers Forum. I love being on the Truckers Forum. So I get to talk to my truck drivers. And every now and then I'll answer medical questions there. But that's what I do on these forums. If there's any forum that you guys visit a lot that you would want me to be there answering your medical questions, please do. Because one of the truckers told me to find the Truckers Forum. And I've been pretty happy parking it there and answering your questions. So let me know if Facebook and Twitter is not enough. Now, we were talking in the previous segments, do you mind that California and other states are going to try to allow mid-levels or non-doctors to prescribe, whether it be a pharmacist, an optometrist, a psychologist, in order to increase your access to health care? Or do you think health care should really be administered by a physician and, quote-unquote, try to preserve the quality? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, or 1-877-362-3254. Of course, many of you can email us on our website when you're listening at drdahlia.com. There's a way for you to send us your emails in real time on our contact form. David from Riverside writes, "Doctor, it is a money thing. Physicians don't want their millions of dollars taken away, and they don't want to share. I'm for anyone giving medical care. Most of the time, I only need a Z-Pak for a cold, and I can't stand how doctors hold the medication hostage until we shell out the dough. I believe medication should be over the counter like in Mexico." Okay. All right. Not my favorite type of email. Is this what happens? Is this what happens when I give out the email or I give out the phone number? All right. You know what? I can take it. I can take it. No, I am not worried about losing millions because I've never made millions. Okay. I'm a family doc. You guys see what your insurance pays us. We're lucky if we get $2.42 if you pay your part of the copay. So as far as I'm concerned, if there are millions, somebody else could have at it, because I sure the hell ain't seen any millions of dollars. You know, I do know it is frustrating. I have to admit, I do get a little panicky when we get sick in my house or there's pink eye and I have to go, oh crap, I got to call the doctor to get eye drops. You know, I mean, think about it. In the olden days, you used to be able to treat yourselves with many types of tinctures and solutions that you could get at the nearby drug store. And then later, as the pharmaceutical companies kicked in and as liability started to rise, there were certain medicines you couldn't get just over the counter. I mean, even now, you guys are seeing this push to disallow you from getting children's medications over the counter or Sudafed because there's abuse, there's lack of knowledge with using the medication. I mean, what's happening? Are we becoming a less intelligent society that we can't go to the nearby drugstore and get an aspirin anymore? I mean, you know, why is that? I mean, even my parents with their kids, they can't get medications now that they used to get over the counter because people, we had many cases of overdose. People just couldn't understand the bottle. They didn't get teaspoon versus tablespoon. Think about it. How many people know the difference between a tablespoon, teaspoon and a tablespoon? You know, one thing that I think has led to that is our eating habits and how large our plates and our cups and our eating utensils have become. You know, whenever I give my kids a teaspoon, they go, oh, that's a baby spoon. Get me a real spoon. Well, the real spoon is almost like a soup, not even a soup spoon. Soup spoons are small. You guys know what I'm talking about? Those big-ass spoons, right, that you could scoop out the chunky pieces of meat in your chunky soup cans, right, those types of spoons. My kids think those are real spoons. So when they eat their cereal or they eat their applesauce or their Jell-O, I mean, it basically fills up the whole mouth. So teaspoons are looked at as small, so people don't usually buy teaspoons, right? I mean, if they don't cook with a teaspoon and they like to eat with big spoons, many people don't even have teaspoons. So they were giving their kids big, huge, whopping spoonfuls of medicine. They were overdosing their kids. And, you know, people always bring up, Dr. Dahlia, in Mexico, your medicines are over the counter. Why can't we get our medications over the counter? All right. Well, of course, you know, one comment that or one defense that we will always bring up, well, you know, doctors could get sued. Well, are they getting sued in Mexico? Are doctors getting sued with medications being over the counter? I know you could get antibiotics over the counter. I think you could get pain pills over-the-counter. I haven't been in Mexico for a long time. I should do that. I should walk into a pharmacy. I could speak Spanish, so I can understand what I'm getting if I go in there. I've just never had to go into a pharmacy. Usually when I come back, I'll have Montezuma's Revenge and I'll need something. But, I mean, I understand other countries do things differently. But then again, how is the quality of care? You know, I had a gentleman that came in. I told you guys about this. A gentleman came in with bronchitis, new patient. Again, I could have had my PA, my physician assistant see the patient, but I saw him. I mean, it was great. I was busy. I had two physicals, so you could put in a cough and cold type patient, an acute care patient. It's supposed to be a quicker visit, in and out. Wonderful. Well, the gentleman came in and, you know, basically a typical bronchitis, but he looked a little gray to me. And I go, don't leave yet. You're kind of gray. And he's like, well, look who's talking. I mean, you could use a tan yourself, sister. I'm like, I know. I could use a tan. I know that. I get that. Thank you. But something doesn't look right. Tell me about your family. Well, you know, my mom, she has diabetes. Yeah, I do know your mom. Yeah, mild diabetic. She's got it under control. You know, you're 40. Have you been tested for diabetes? No. I go, you look funny to me. Let me check your sugar. Well, I checked his sugar, and it was completely off the scale. It was over 400. My machine couldn't even test him. It turns out he was going into diabetic ketoacidosis and could have actually, within 24 hours, gone into a diabetic coma. But he came in with bronchitis, a lung infection. And if it wasn't for me going, you look a little gray. I know I've never met you. You look a little gray to me. We wouldn't have been able to find that. He was admitted to the hospital, luckily got perked up, started on insulin right away. He was walking around with diabetes without even knowing it. You know, and somebody could say, well, maybe the infection made his sugar go high. True, but most likely had some underlying issue. And again, that was considered a quote-unquote easy patient. Okay, a quote-unquote easy patient. How many people come in thinking they have pink eye, and it could be an acute glaucoma or a corneal abrasion? Now, optometrists, for example, California is looking into possibly allowing optometrists to do more in their specialty. You know, I mean, most of the optometrists I know, again, they're pretty dang good. You know, they do seem to rule out a lot of the diabetic retinopathy. They're doing more. Optometrists are doing more. So I think we could breathe a little easier. Pharmacists are some of the most brilliant group of non-doctors out there with how they handle medicine. But then again, do they go through the same training that we do? You know, what if somebody having an abnormal cough is actually a blood clot to the lungs or a pulmonary embolism? Are they trained enough for that? So even though David here from Riverside says, look, you know, the doctors are just trying to save their money and save their own skins and save their necks, let other people prescribe, is that all you want to go into a doctor for, is the Z-Pak? Or are you going to see a medical provider to go, something's not right? And that's where the art of medicine is. And I'm sick and tired of Obamacare. I'm sick and tired of legislatures and government stripping away the art of something that has always been an art, because nothing is more important than your life or your children's lives. And medicines should not be doled out like Pez candy. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
US, one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. One of you had called in, didn't want to be on air, asking, what does it even matter with health insurance? We don't have it anyway. Obamacare doesn't preserve or guarantee you having health care. Okay, that's an interesting point. You're right. When I was reading this article out of the LA Times to you all, where Senator Ed Hernandez, Democrat from West Covina, said, we are going to be mandating that every single person in the state have insurance. That was something I was going to bring up, so thank you for reminding me. We've already discussed on the show many times how many people are going to go for the tax. It is too expensive to carry health insurance. So then the next question is are we even seeing a country that's going to have many people insured? And are we going to have this doctor shortage anyhow? Now, the reason why we believe we're going to have a doctor shortage is because Medicaid is going to be expanded. And many doctors don't take Medicaid. So we're going to have many people now on Medicaid that will have difficulty trying to find a doctor, which is kind of sad. And there's a variety of reasons why doctor doesn't take Medicaid. It's not so much that Medicaid doesn't pay enough. We get paid like crap by most insurance companies. It's the government insurances like Medicare, Medicaid, they seem to find fault with a lot of claims and sometimes write off the whole claim. So doctors are sick and tired of not being able to reach a human person on the other side, being able to deal with the claims, and it's so much easier to deal with private insurance. So, it's not even the lack of amount of what you get paid. It's probably, what we noticed when we took Medicaid is 3 out of every 5 claims did not get paid. Same code. Same electronic software for the billing. Same biller. 3 out of every 5 claims didn't get paid. We just couldn't do it anymore. We couldn't see them for free. We couldn't. We were going broke. And it was a shame because, it's not the Medicaid patient's fault. It's the system's fault. There's got to be an easier system, right? A doctor does the work, pay him. Why do you need a code? Why do you need a modifier? Why does it have to be on the most perfect form? Everybody else takes the gosh darn form that electronically gets sent. Why isn't everything uniform? So many doctors, are fed up. So from a Medicaid standpoint, people getting Medicaid, absolutely. We're already noticing that they're going to have a heck of a time trying to find a doctor in that particular case. Not to mention a lot of doctors are sick of the audits. There was a group in town, they all got hit with an audit, and there was no lawyer that they could find to help fight it. So they just had to take it. Well, at that point, if you never seem to pass any audits done, then why take the risk? And again, who's suffering? The patients. The patients are suffering from that. So what about the rest of the people that aren't on Medicaid? Are they going to be guaranteed health insurance under Obamacare? No. You're not going to be guaranteed. All Obamacare did was demand that employers insure you or they pay a fine. Well, we all know how expensive health insurance is, so most employers are taking the fine. So, or what they'll do is if they do decide to have health care, they'll only have X number of employees, so you won't be hired. Now, this was an interesting headline today. Navy SEAL lost his health insurance after killing Osama bin Laden. This is according to the Washington Post. Apparently, the Navy SEAL, who is, from what we understand, anonymous and only referred to as, quote-unquote, the shooter, has lost his health coverage upon leaving the military. All right? He said, "I left the SEALs on Friday." Okay. He said it was a little more than 36 months before the official retirement requirement of my 20 years of service. He said my health care for me and my family stopped at midnight Friday night. I asked if there was some transition from my TRICARE to Blue Cross Blue Shield. They said no. You're out of the service. Your coverage is over. Thanks for your 16 years. Go blank yourself. That's his quote. Okay. Now, that's a real shame. That's how we're treating our military. But this exemplifies what I have been telling you guys over and over and over again. The problem with our healthcare system not only was trying to acquire health insurance, but none of us were able to keep our health insurance. When the recession hit and people got fired, not only did you lose your job, which was a big whammy, but you lost your health insurance with it. This is why I keep on saying health insurance has to be completely independent from the employer. Why is your boss in control of your medical destiny? Why? Your boss doesn't want anything to do with your health insurance. You think your boss gives a damn about your birth control and whether you get birth control for free or not? They don't want anything to do with that. Trust me, your employers, if they didn't have to pay for your health insurance, they wouldn't want to. And what blows my mind is when we had such an issue with health care reform, you would think they would have dissected or attacked the root of the problem. The root of the problem is we are at the mercy of our employers when it comes to health insurance, and the employers don't even want the control. Look at this. The employers were going through the recession. They had to make cuts. So they either had to go to the cheapest health insurance for you. So now whatever your plan was and whoever was your doctor was and whatever hospital you could go to automatically gets changed depending on if the health insurance doesn't work with that doctor. So talk about losing your doctor. You lost your doctor right away. Or number two, they go, we're going to just have to cut health insurance in order to stay alive and be able to employ the people that we have, or we're just going to have to fire people because we're in the middle of a recession. So meanwhile, you lose your job and you lose your insurance. If a government or we in the private sector don't figure out how to keep your health insurance, what the hell good is you getting the health insurance? If your boss could fire you the next week, what good is you getting that health insurance card? And nobody is trying to figure out how to keep health insurance. We need to come up with a way where you could get your own health insurance on your own, have your own control so your boss can't try to go cheap, cut money, or your boss won't fire you because of your health insurance. How many cases have we heard that people got fired because they ended up having cancer and the boss couldn't afford the health insurance anymore because it maxed out everybody's rates? That's not fair to you. It's not fair to your coworkers. But you see, maybe Obamacare or the Affordable Health Care Act was designed to do that. Maybe government really wants to take over with that public option, and this is going to be their way of bringing it back. They're giving us a chance to work with the private sector. If we can't figure it out, if we can't insure every single American, if we can't get this right, they're going to say, look, guys, I told you we had to take over. Government promised everybody health care, and nobody thought of the logistics, or nobody cared, and the voters believed it. I'm like, how the hell do you promise everybody health care when you don't even know how much the health care is going to cost? If healthcare costs an average of $400 or $500 a person, easy, how the hell are you going to promise cheap healthcare unless all you're allowing is one mammogram, one dose of penicillin? Well, that's exactly where it's going. They're going to start cutting the mammograms, the pap smears, the PSA tests. We're going to start rationing who gets transplants. I told you they're already talking about that with the transplants. All right, they're already working on how older people are going to be now put lower on the list no matter how long they were waiting if there's a kidney or a liver that would fit a younger person. Now, are we going to stand for this? Is this what we want? Or are we so desperate because the healthcare system is so beyond our control with heart attack treatments and cancer treatments that we will take anything we could get? And we'll just live with it, even if it's a provider that never even went to medical school. That's for you all to decide. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's quality versus quantity. The more quantity you want to have of people being insured, the less quality we all will have. Now, as a doctor, I want everyone to have health insurance. I think that's wonderful. I would love everybody to have health insurance. But remember, the definition of health insurance is going to be way different than the definition that we all knew of. Okay, going to the hospital and getting a majority of it covered. Okay, that's the idea we have. Health insurance now is going to be very skeleton and stark. We need to define some things, and we need to really get to the root of what our true problems are. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.